Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Ted Fishman back on the show. Ted's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the outstanding author of the breakthrough book, China Inc., something under a billion copies sold across the galaxy. Also, his follow-up to that, Shock of Grey, which is a definitive book on the aging of the world's population, a very important book that I still enjoy referring to from time to time. And he's a global thinker and a world traveler and consultant. And he's our good friend, Ted Fishman. Welcome back to the show.
So glad to be with you. Good morning.
Good to have you back. And former trader of commodities.
Yeah, I thought I would put that hat on today, Jim.
Nerves of steel. Well, you know, yeah, and I know you've got that on your mind. Folks, you and I in small business out here on Main Street, we don't spend a lot of time usually contemplating currency, the fluctuations in global currencies. Frankly, it's one of the most complicated topics I've ever tried to take on my show. But Ted, I'm counting on you to be gentle and take us by the hand and help us understand. King dollar is great. I mean, look at what it finally, after a dozen years, the dollar is on par with the euro, and that's good if you're traveling. It's not good if you're exporting, though, is it?
No, it's not good if you're exporting, and you need strategies around that. As you just said, you know, I was a currency trader on the floor of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange for a long time, and you could say I was a small business there. I was a small-time
trader.
You had
your own company, didn't you?
I did. And one of the things that happened then was that the Mercantile Exchange had these contracts that were small in size that were suitable to small businesses that had currency risk. And we all have currency risk.
How does currency risk manifest on Main Street?
I think it in a lot of ways. In some ways, you don't see it. You know, we all think that the United States is doing something great in order to drive down energy prices. But if you're buying oil in euros, your oil is not getting a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
One reason oil is cheaper is because the dollar is, 30% more valuable.
Stronger.
Stronger. And, you know, oil's a currency. You could think of it that way. The
so oil's come down as a combination of two things. The increased availability, slower economy, and then the currency issues.
Yeah, the currency issue is huge for oil.
For small businesses, our immediate reaction is that's a good thing because we can immediately see our energy budget coming down.
That's right.
We like that.
Of course you like that, and you want to save it. And one thing that a hedging strategy does is it protects you in both directions. Currencies trend more than any other asset class. They go up for longer. They go down for longer.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move away from the oil.
What you mean is currency doesn't fluctuate like maybe a stock would.
No, it doesn't. So yeah. if you see the dollar moving up, and it has moved up over the last 5 years about 20% against a global basket of currencies. Mm-hmm. So if you put in a euro, yen, Chinese currency, South American currencies into a big basket, the dollar's up about 20%. If you're just thinking about the euro, which you mentioned, I think it's appreciated around close to 30%.
Right, but now is the parity between those two now because the dollar has strengthened or the euro has weakened or both?
It's absolutely both. One particularly important trend is the sideways nature of Europe's economy.
Right.
You know, and the weakening.
And that seems to be trending too, doesn't it?
you know, that is a hard, hard problem that the Europeans have not figured out how to lift themselves out of.
Yeah,
But there are opportunities. There are really good opportunities.
But
if you're a small business and you've been thinking of moving abroad, but it was too expensive to put a middle manager in Europe, or it's too expensive to put a middle manager in China or Japan, now's your chance. If you're putting somebody in Europe now, it'll cost you 30% less to house, feed, send that person's kids to school, whatever they need. And you know, and then when the currency reverses, you will have business inside that currency.
Right. And you can hedge in the meantime, too.
Yeah, and that is a kind of hedge.
Yeah, in fact, that is a kind of hedge. Ted, hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, Ted's also a pretty darn good hand at the understanding what the Chinese are doing with their currency and why it should matter to you and me out here on Main Street. Ted Fishman and I will be right back, 20 till the hour. Here's Sir John to take us up.
You marry a music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.